recall once listening to a valedictorian speech at a school, and the student gave a very charismatic speech and was very confident and enthusiastic and did a very good job. So I don't mean by any means to criticize it, but it was very striking that at the Mass that day, the words of Jesus in the Gospel were telling Peter to come and follow me. And in the message in the speech which was given to their classmates, the student was saying that we are going to leave this place, we're all going to be able to blaze our own path, we're going to find the way that we're going to live our life and do exactly as we want to do our own way. Now, while of course there is always an element of uniqueness to each of our journeys, we're the only ones who can walk in our own shoes, we're the only ones who can make the decisions that ultimately shape the course that our life is going to head on. But at the same time, nobody should be fooled to think that we live in a vacuum whereby we get to create our own reality, we get to decide what is good or what is wrong, and whereby we are inventing exactly what our life looks like. In other words, what we really wind up doing in terms of shaping our life is we make a decision to say, what voice out there am I going to listen to that I will then interiorize, assimilate, and value in my heart, and allow that to shape the direction that I go in my life and the movement I make. Let's face it, in the world around us, there are thousands of competing voices. In particular, think of the world of advertising, of people trying to convince us why we should buy this or get that, or why we need this particular product. If only we have it, everything will be a little bit better in our life. There's all sorts of voices out there trying to shape the way we think and therefore the way we act. Even nowadays, when one reads a news article, it usually takes only two or three sentences before one can see very quickly the particular influence of the author and the way they're trying to shape the way we think and what we're going to do, and therefore likely, in this year in particular, the way that we're going to vote. Well, in today's gospel, Jesus points out to us a very essential fact of life, which is going to assist us on our journey toward happiness in this world and in the life to come. And that is, the message is really this. There is one voice which is truly worth embracing, assimilating, valuing in our heart, and allowing it to determine the course and the direction of how we live our life. And that is the voice of the one Word of God, Jesus Christ, who we know through sacred scripture and who we know through sacrament. And the person who builds their life and allows the course and direction of their life to be shaped on that Word, Jesus Christ, is the one who has their house built on a solid and rock foundation, whereby whatever happens to them in life, no matter how difficult or tragic or sorrowful, they are able to cope, understand, assimilate, interpret, and continue to move their life forward in a direction toward happiness, in a direction toward God. Whereas all the things that the world tries to speak to us, that they try to get us to embrace and endorse and value and live by, all of those things are going to have their moments of momentary fleeting pleasure or moments of gratification or satisfaction. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, they're going to fail in terms of being a solid foundation on which to build one's life. Today we are celebrating the feast day of the holy name of Mary. Mary, of course, is one who really built her life around the Word of God and who built her life around Jesus Christ. When the angel announces the incarnation, this is God's will, Mary embraces it, and her whole life becomes built around Jesus ultimately. And in this then, Mary's name really becomes kind of synonymous with Jesus' name. Because when we think of the holy name of Mary, we also think side by side, of course, of the holy name of her divine son, Jesus. And we think of the fact that Mary dedicated and built her entire life around the Word of God. And in doing such, gives us an example of how we too are called to shape and determine the course and direction that our own life is taking as a pilgrimage of faith that is returning to God. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this feast day of the Holy Name of Mary, let us ask through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary that we would always make sure that the predominant voice that we are interiorizing and listening to, that is shaping our major decisions in life and our direction in life, is that one word of God, Jesus Christ, love incarnate, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.